Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the show and service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be with us today, and we just thank God, and we don't take it for granted that you took that time out to be with us today. We pray and thank God for his word that is coming forth today. And we want to, at this time, welcome all new listeners, our first-time listeners, listening to A Voice of Truth. So we thank God for you, and we are so glad that you're here today. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, because we are here busy doing the work of God. So we want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. To God be the glory. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. It's a day that we've never seen before and a day that we'll never see again. And God has allowed us to see a new day and allowed us to see a light of a new day. He has kept us. And what an awesome God that we serve, that he's able to do all things. So we have a reason to praise the Lord. So let us all praise the Lord. Let us give him a praise, for he is worthy of all of our praise. He's an awesome God, and he deserves our praise. Amen. Because I don't know about you, but the Lord has been good to me. And I'm in the land of the living today. So that's a reason to praise God when you're able to do for yourself. You don't have to depend on nobody else, but God woke you up and started you on your way. So that's a blessing in itself. So we just give God all the praise. We ought to keep a praise on our tongue from the Lord. Amen. To God be all the glory. The message today will come from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for his word. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we thank you for another day, O God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, God, and we give you great honor, and we give you great praise. We give you the highest praise, hallelujah, to your name, O God, for thou art worthy, God, of all of our praises, O God. We bless your holy name, Father. We thank you, Father God, for just being God. We thank you, Father God, for your strength. We thank you, Father God, for life. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, God, that you sent your only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. We say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for making ways out of no way. We thank you, Father God, that you put food on our table and clothes on our backs and shoes on our feet. And we said, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for providing our every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise. We just give you honor. We just give you glory. We thank you for keeping us during the storm and the stormy rains and the stormy winds. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us and then sheltering us and protecting us from our enemies. We thank you, God, that you are God that's able to see and know all things. We thank you, God, that there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you, God, because we know that with God and with God with us, we can have what you say we can have, and we can do what you say we can do. Thank you, God, because you're a God that's able to do all things. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, for being with us. We thank you, Father God, for leading us and guiding us in the direction that we ought to go. Even when we don't even understand it, God, we said, thank you, Father God, for just being the God that you are. We give you all praise and honor and glory. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your holiness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your mercies and your grace that are new every day. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory, oh God. For you are worthy, oh God, of all of our praises, God. Father, we just said thank you. We just give you praise. Father God, we ask that you will praise, bring a soul out of darkness. Heal a mind right now, God. Turn a situation around, God, where this situation seems impossible to this person. They don't know how they're going to get out of this. They don't know what they're going to do. But with God, all things are possible. So we pray, Father God, for deliverance, oh God, by your power, your mighty power, that you will deliver this person, oh God. Because you said in your word, Father God, that you can deliver us from the hands of our enemies. You said many of the affliction of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of them all. We give you praise. We thank you, Father God, for opening up a door for this person, even now, Lord. It looks impossible. It looks like there's no way out, but with God, there's always a way. Because God will make a way. He can make a river in a desert. So, Lord, we just thank you for making a way for this person, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you even now, Lord, for meeting the every need, God. We pray, Father God, that you will give them rest even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they'll stop walking the floor at night, worried about how they're going to make it, Lord. And we just thank you for it, Lord, right now. We pray that you will give them peace even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you praise for it and glory for it right now, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call those things that be not as though they were. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so, and it shall be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Our scripture reading will come from 2 Corinthians, and I am going to read verse number 7. But I do want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter to see what Paul was talking about here in 2 Corinthians. But our key scripture is going to come out of this chapter for the message from the Lord today. Amen. Verse number 7 reads, the word of God reads, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm going to read also to you what the word says about faith and the biblical definition of faith according to the word of God. And the word of God reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." This is in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse number 1. And if I could, I'm going to skip down to verse number 6. And it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. That's the biblical definition of faith. Amen. To God be the glory for his word. Title of the message is today is Faith Walk, Walking by Faith. Your faith walk, walking by faith, is the most important thing that you will do. Call the word has said unto us that without faith, we cannot please God. We have a faith walk. Each and every one of us have a journey of faith. And we must walk in faith to please God, not the world, not man, but to walk in faith in God, our faith walk. Our faith walk means that we must walk by faith and not by what we see. Your faith walk is not connected to your religious belief. It's not connected to the world system and how the world does things. But your faith walk is connected to your faith in God. Faith in God makes all things possible with God. That's your faith walk. See, in your life, when you say, I give my life to Jesus and I'm going to follow Jesus, your journey of faith began. It's a faith walk. See, a faith walk means that I must believe and have faith in God in all things. That's why the biblical definition of faith says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith is faith only if I believe in what I cannot see. That's my faith walk. I got to believe in what I cannot see. Even though everything around me may be falling down around me, my enemies are attacking me on every side, my children don't want to act right, my husband is acting foolish, and things around me are tearing down, my finances are not right, and every time I think of getting ahead, something pulls me back. Faith walk is being tested, you know. Your faith walk will be tested. It will be tested. It will be tried. And matter of fact, it'll be put on trial in your little world. All those that are around you in your little world, your faith walk will be tested. Because people want to see, are you really who you say you are in God? They really want to see, do you really trust God? If your faith is complete in God, if you completely trust in Him, if you completely got faith in only Him, your faith walk. God says, I'm walking in faith, and I'm believing in God to do what He says He's going to do, even though it don't feel like it. I'm going through hell and hot water. It's storming and it's raining in my life. Trials and tribulation, that's all what storm and all that means. It's a fire going on in my life. But I still got to have faith in God because I can't please Him without it. I got to have faith. I got to have faith because your faith walk in God will truly prove who you really believe in. Do you really have faith in Him? Or do you just have faith in Him when everything is going good in your life and you're receiving the things that you want in life? Your faith walk. How is your faith walk when it comes to the things of God? How is your faith walk? Because you know today we're living in a world and a time where people don't want God. They hate the things of God, and they hate the people of God. And the devil comes, and he comes to steal your faith because he knows that you got to have faith in God. The devil knows. The devil believes that there is a God. The devil believes, all the little devils know that it is. But they come to school. They can go back and say, well, you know. Because you know the devil will tell them on you now. Don't care who he comes to, but he'll tell on you. He wants to see where your faith is. He wants to see where is your faith. That's why I said we must walk by faith and not by sight. Because if we walk by faith, then we will lose our focus on God. We'll lose our focus on him if we take our eyes off of Jesus. Very important. And it matters to God about your faith in him. Faith is so important to your life in God. Your faith walk with God is so important that the devil wants to make sure you don't have no faith. Because he knows that you can't please God. Because if you want to follow Jesus, if you're going to live for him, if you're going to live for God, you got to have faith in him. On your Christian journey of faith, you're going to have a faith. Your faith walk is everything to your life. The message of faith is not just a little message on faith. Oh, it's just a faith message. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith to please God. You got to have faith to believe in what you cannot see, the promises of God that you have not seen yet. You got to believe it by and through faith. Your faith walk. Your faith walk with God must have no fear, no doubt, and no unbelief. You got to believe. And have faith in God in your faith walk. Because we, as believers, must be walking in faith. Not by what we see. Because if we walk by what we see, then we'll never be free. We'll never have what God says that we'll have. And we'll never do what God says that we can do when we're not walking in faith. If our faith walk shows fear and doubt and unbelief, we'll never get what God has for us. When our faith walk is not lining up with the word of God. Oh, your faith will be tested. In your faith walk, it will be tested. By family, friends, husband, children. I mean, anything will come, co workers, so called friends. They'll test you. They love you. They will come. They'll test you. Testing your faith. In your faith walk. That's why it's so important for us to be walking by faith in God. In every situation, in all things. Because when we come to God, when we come and we follow him, we follow his way through his son, Jesus, it's a faith walk. It's a walk that you must take on your own. Your faith walk is not connected to your leaders, no prophets, no pastors, no evangelists, not your mama's walk, not your daddy's walk, not your leaders or ministry leaders. None of those things is tied to you. You got to walk the walk. Whatever you're going through right now, that's a faith walk. You might be in the fire. You might be in the storm and the rain. This simply means trials and tribulations. But whatever your faith walk is and whatever you're going through in it, because we're all going to go through something. We're all going to go through something. All of our faith is going to be tested. But will you endure to the end? Walking in faith. Walking by faith and believing in the Lord thy God. Trusting in him. Not looking at what we see. Because if we look at the things that we see, then our faith is already messed up. You know, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. He come to get the faith. And he's going to try to get it any way he can. Because he knows that you cannot get the promise of God and not be walking in faith. He knows that in your faith walk, if he can steal that faith, if he can steal that just that little mustard seed of faith you got, he knows you'll never get what God has for you. Because he knows that it's tied to your faith walk. He knows. Now today you know it. It is, faith is so important to your walk. It is not easy. You know, many people think when I come to Jesus and I give my life to him, that it's an easy road. It wasn't easy for Jesus. They were always after Jesus with some kind of foolishness. Jesus had to walk in faith too. He had to. Jesus kept walking in faith. And he kept believing because he knew what his purpose was. And that's how we can do it. He is the example of all that we ought to be doing when it comes to faith. Our faith walk and walking by faith should cause us to depend completely on God, regardless of what we don't have or what people may say that we won't have. Because in our faith walk and walking by faith, we know that it's not what we see. It's never tied to what we see. It's never tied to what you see. It's tied to what you cannot see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, sometimes we don't have the things that we feel like we want. And maybe it's not our time nor our season, but we still have to walk in faith for those things. We have to continue to walk in faith and keep believing and trusting in God and waiting on God in all things. And our faith walk means that God might just say no to something. Our faith walk and walking by faith is the most valuable thing in your walk with the Lord. That you can trust in him and not lean on to your own understanding. That you can trust him. That you can have faith in him to know that he's a God of promise and that he keeps his promise. But we have to walk in faith. We got to be walking in faith on this Christian journey. It's a faith walk. That's why, you know, James, we could have counted all joy. During our faith walk, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. We're going to be tempted. All of those things. But we got to continue to walk in faith. Walking by faith. Holding on to what God has promised and told us in the Word. Because when we are walking in faith, it gets us ready and put us in a position for all the things of God. It just may not be when we want it to be in our own timing, but it'll be in God's time, and he's always on time. You know, your faith walk, there'll be bumpy roads, just like our regular highway. You got old bumpy roads, and you got roads that have all kind of potholes, and you got roads that, you know, are not very easy to drive. You got old muddy roads. A lot of times get turned on the wrong road, maybe because you had a bad bump in the road. Maybe you hit an old pothole in the road. Maybe you think God is not hearing your prayer. But he hears your prayer. He hears the prayers of a righteous man. Could it be that your faith is just being tested and tried? Try to see will you remain faithful and committed to God? Where are you with your faith? You know, we all have a mustard seed of faith, but our faith ought to grow in God. Because what we go through our faith walk, it makes our faith stronger. And we have more faith in God because we have seen what God has done for us on our faith walk and during our faith trials and tribulations. Walking by faith and not by what we see. Our faith walk. And we have to thank God for his word. We have to give him praise and honor for his word and that he is always with us. He never leaves us and he never forsakes us. You know, even in our lives, a lot of times we don't know what the next day and what the next second holds. When we go out to our job, when we go to church or where we go to a department store, wherever we're going to the mall, wherever we're going, we don't know what that day holds. We don't know what we're walking into. And if we knew that, would it be a reason for us to really have faith if we always knew what was before us? If we knew what trouble was before us and what's about to happen, would there be any need for faith in God? I mean, would it be? When we look at our faith walk and our journey of faith with God, it's not an easy journey because you must stand in your faith. And we see all over the nation, all over the world, how the faith of the believers of Christ are being tested all over the world, all over the nation. Oh, it's been tested. It's being tried to see where you stand in your faith for the things of God. Faith walk. People will stand up against you because who you say you are in God. I've seen them do it. It's just the faith being tested to see where you be committed to God. Can you stand the persecution? Can you stand the affliction and the mocking? Can you stand it? Because that's a part of a faith walk. Jesus had persecution. He had people to falsely accuse him and lie on him. They mocked him, they spit on him. But he kept in faith. You know, will you, in your faith walk, continue in faith and keep the faith, keep the true faith? Will you keep the true faith? Your faith walk. Your faith walk will God to be like my walk. Don't expect your faith walk to be like your leader, your pastor, your prophet, your apostles, your prophets, your teacher, your leader, your husband or your wife. Don't expect for your faith walk to be like anybody else. Don't expect them to understand your walk. It's your walk. It's not their walk. Therefore, you must be walking by faith and believing in God. That's your walk. That's your faith walk. It's not my faith walk. I don't know what you're going through. That's why I never doubt anybody's testimony. Or I never look down on anybody else. Because I don't know their story. And I don't know what they've been through. I don't know what type of faith walk that they have. Or what they're going through. Because I don't know their story. I don't know what they had to go through. And any time you will go through a faith walk, where people were down, they were cursed names. They'll look at you as nobody. They'll talk about you and backbite you behind your back. That's all a part. But God has promised us in our walk and in our faith walk that He will never leave us nor forsake us, and that He will always be with us on our journey of. Men will leave you. Men will come against you. But the Lord thou God will carry you through. But you must keep walking in faith. Give up on God. And never turn away from God. Because He will walk with you in the midst of your fire and in your storm. It's just a test of your faith. It's a part of a faith walk with God. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy when you say, I give my life to God. I give my life to Him. I live for Him. I serve Him. That's when your journey of faith begins, when you get really real. The faith. Your faith walk means walking by faith and not by sight. Believing God, even though it don't look like what God has promised. You know, when we read the chapter of Hebrews, and I want to encourage you to read it, every person in there was by faith, through faith. And some still believed and had faith and did not even see the promise. That's a faith walk. A faith walk means I trust you, God, even though I can't see what you're doing. You know, and sometimes when we're going through things, we're like, God, what you doing? What you doing? I don't understand what you're doing. But that's when He said, trust me in your faith walk. When you're walking in faith, trust me. Know that I know all things and I see all things. I'm a God of great deliverance for myself. Walking by faith in God. Not walking in faith in the world system, how it operates, what's it going to do? Because the world system is surely to fall. Going to do? Where will your faith be when the world system falls? Because it's surely going to fall. Look at all the things that are going around on in the world and all around us. And we got to be walking in faith in God and not by what we see. Because we see all the calamity all around us. We see all the things that are happening in the world and in the schools and all over the world. But we that believe must continue to believe our faith walk and walking by faith in God, Him alone. It can't be a part-time thing. It's got to be a full-time. We got to walk in faith knowing that God is a promise keeper and a way maker. No matter what it looked like, no matter what nobody said, no matter what they do, continue walking by faith and believing God. for what he said, because we can't please him without faith in him. We can't walk this faith walk without trusting in him completely. Not in the world's way. God's way. We must believe. Our Christian journey requires faith. It shows God that we trust in him. We believe in him. We love him. And we must endure to the end. You know, your faith walk and walking by faith helps you to learn how to endure during persecution. It helps you to persevere when things are not going right. It's in the faith. What do you have faith in? We all got faith in something. We all got faith. Got a mental faith. We all got faith. Our faith walk means to God that we trust him, even though we can't see. You know, God may have promised a thing. And you say, well, it's been 10, 15, 20 years. And the thing has not came to pass. But walking by faith means I'm walking in faith in God's timing. And when it's time in that season for it, we will receive the thing by faith. Even though in our faith walk, sometimes things look crazy. And some of the things that we do may seem crazy to others. But we must continue to be walking by faith and not by sight. Your faith walk and walking by faith in God matters to God. It matters to God. If it wasn't so, he wouldn't have it in his word. His word says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the something of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, our faith walk, we won't see it until it manifests in our life. We won't see it. But it will manifest in our lives if we continue to walk our faith walk in the Lord. It truly matters to God that we trust him and completely trust him and we believe in him. And you say, well, just faith, 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 faith. Yeah, it's about faith, faith, faith. That's what it's about. Your faith walk requires each of us, all of us, to keep the faith in God. It matters to God. And it ought to matter to you. And it requires us to walk in faith, faith, faith. It doesn't require us to walk in fear in God if you walk in fear. Our faith must not have doubt. And if it does have doubt, we need to ask God to help us with our unbelief. If our faith says, if we say to ourselves that I got to have a sign for my faith to believe, is that really faith? If you got to have a sign? You know, is that really faith? Because faith to us must be in what we cannot see. Because faith is not, it's just like hope. Hope is not hope if you see it. It is what you look for in your future. It's what you believe in God for and trust in God for in your faith in Him. It's your faith walk. Walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is not what we see. It's what we cannot see. Faith is believing in the living God and what He is saying unto us. That's faith. Faith walk. And you know, sometimes it's very hard when you're going through some things. But we must truly be walking by faith and believing in our God for all things. We got to walk in faith. We got to believe. That's why the Bible said the just shall live by faith. In other words, the just got to walk. You got to live in faith. You got to talk in faith. Because if you talk in a kind of way, it brings forth doubt and all this other kind of stuff. And you got to get away from the people that don't believe. They don't believe, try to feed y'all that foolishness. They make you lose your faith. So we, the just, has got to live by faith. And we got to believe. Faith is what we cannot see. And I borrowed a cross. You know, this time of year you can find a lot of stuff when it gets close to Resurrection Day. But on this cross it has, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So remember, our faith walk is tied to and with God, and that we must be walking by faith in all things. We just thank God for His holy word. Amen. If you don't know Christ, I want to give you the open door of invitation. If you will say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. And if you said that prayer, you honestly repent. If you can just inbox me on Facebook and let me know, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. We want to thank God for His word today. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We thank God for His word today. Amen. We do hope and pray that you had a blessed week this week in the name of the Lord. We just thank you for being here today. Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to get out of here. Amen. We just thank God for His word, that faith walk. We have to be encouraged. Amen. You be encouraged and know that God is with you. Hallelujah. And you're not by yourself. He's with you all the way. We want to encourage you to tune in to One Word from the Lord on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. And then on Saturdays, we want to encourage you to tune in to a Faith Calm by Hearing Ministries with Elder Amen at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prophet Martha did not have a show today, but we want to encourage you to tune in next week for Pathetic Corner at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get connected. Stay connected with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. With all of the ministries that I spoke of earlier, be blessed. Know that God loves you. And now to Him that is able to keep you from falling, to present presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to your only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Remember to walk by faith and not by sight. Please, God, and not man. Amen. Have a blessed week. Love you. God loves you too. Amen.